Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
La, 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 la. Or L.A., however you want to look at it. The Dodgers are finally in town. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Hour number two, our Monday get-together. Tonight, the Dodgers and the Padres. First meeting of the year. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Right? We don't get many anymore. It's taken till the 65th game to finally see the Dodgers. But the good news is, the Padres win tonight. They move past the Dodgers into first place in the National League West. And as Tony and I talked about already, Tony's off getting a little stuff done before the pregame. He'll be back. But as we talked about, there's not a single Padre fan anywhere who wouldn't have taken that deal back when the season started. Because the Dodgers are supposed to run away and, you know, hid by now.
Yep.
But it hasn't happened. It's not really because the Padres have played incredible. 37-27, very good record, but not incredible. But the Dodgers are just, you know, 12 games over 500. And there's a reason for it. How about Tony Gonsolin, Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, Roky Sasaki, Evan Phillips, Blake Treinen, and Brusdar Graterol? Seven pitchers. Got a couple of Cy Youngs in there. You've got every guy there is an all-star or has been or, you know, real close
could
to
be.
It. Sasaki isn't yet.
But not even close for that guy.
I know. You hate him.
You know what? He's also ducking us.
He's ducked us. Him and Skeens. They won't pitch against us.
It just hit me.
Yeah.
Remember I said Skeens. I would be out at Petco Park leading the boo.
Yes, we'd be booing vociferously tonight if he were on the mound.
This is crazy.
You know, I just think for fun, I'd introduce the lineups and have them run out on the field before the game.
Just so we can get mercilessly booed
by the foam fans. If he's here, I don't even know if he's here. But those are seven potentially really good pitchers. The Dodgers don't have any of them right now. Four starters, three relievers. Evan Phillips is out for the year. Blake Snell, God love you, Blake. I'm such a fan as a former guest on this show, but I don't know what you're doing. Like, are you playing? Are you trying to get better? I don't even know where Blake Snell is. Now, I know in September he'll pop up.
He'll show up.
And he'll be ready to go.
And he'll throw 9 innings and strike out 15.
Exactly. But where is he right now? I don't know. Glasnow is just glass. He's always hurt.
I know. So. It is ironic that his name has the word glass in it.
Anyway, so Padres got to get him while they can here in that sense. And somebody remind Fernando Tatis Jr. that the Dodgers are in town.
We're aiming for the big cake, man.
Hey, Fernando. I want to hear that Fernando again.
We're aiming for the big cake, man.
What team has Fernando Tatis Jr. hit the most career home runs against?
I'm going to guess the Dodgers.
You're wrong. I thought it was.
Thank you.
I know.
He has, is it the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, he's got 20 against the Diamondbacks.
Wow.
But he's got 19 against the Dodgers. So surprisingly, his average career against the Dodgers, only 264. I thought it was a little higher than that. But 19 home runs against the Dodgers. And obviously, Fernando needs to get going. You know, we're going to talk about it, I think, in the Padre Pen Pals. I mean, people are getting absurdly impatient with Fernando right now. But, you know, it's the way it goes.
I'll preview the question. Is it time for Fernando to go to AAA?
Yeah, that's absurd in itself. But, you know, you need Fernando, right? I mean, I looked at the...
yes, you do.
You need him to be doing things, right? He's a very important part of this team. It's funny, we spend all of our time complaining about, well, left field's kind of, you know, our catchers don't hit much, and this guy can't do that, and our bench isn't. We forget that the season is ultimately going to come down to the performance of guys like Merrill, Machado, and Tatis.
Yeah.
They've got to be the ones. And after hitting .345 through April, Fernando .184 in May, .185 in June. So I guess the .185 is better than .184, but
I know.
Not much.
I know.
Yeah, and he's got 5 home runs in the last month and a half. We had 8 in the first month. All right, he'll get it going. I'm confident tonight is the night. Meanwhile, Scraby and I will get it going with the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly, and we mean that. Padres and Brewers. Oh, you know what was really good too, Chris, over the weekend? Not as good as the tennis final, obviously, because the wins weren't that good. But the PGA Tour Canadian Open, RBC.
That's a good one?
They had like a 4 or 5-hole playoff. And the guys just kept going back to the tee and coming back. Right. And then after like 3 holes, they ended up moving the cup so that they got a new look. And they showed you how they moved the cup on the TV. It was pretty fun.
What do you mean moving the cup?
Like the pin. They moved it.
Because they're playing the same hole over and over again?
Over and over and over.
So they moved the... Okay.
Because they wanted to keep the fans in one spot.
Nice.
And so...
Yeah, okay.
Anyway... But not as good as the French Open final.
I know Rory McIlroy wasn't involved in that because he was 12 shots off the lead when he, you know, got in his car and drove off like he always does.
Oh, my gosh. You hate this guy so much.
The whiny little guy he is.
All
Rory. You know that my wife's really good friends who we stayed with when we went to Denver a couple weeks ago? 2 great dogs. Like, 2 of the great dogs. Like, just run up. They love you.
One of them's named Rory?
One's Rory and the other is Mac. McIlroy. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. They must Rory really love Rory McIlroy.
Rory and Mackie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Mackie.
I like the dogs. I don't like the golfer.
Okay. Padres and Brewers. Over, under, 8.5 total runs on Friday night. You said under. I said over for some stupid reason, and it was 2-0 Padres. So 2 runs scored on that one. Chris wins. Dodgers and St. Louis. The Cardinals were -1.5 on the run line on Friday night. Both of us chose the Cardinals. Both of us were right. The Cardinals won 5-0. Then the Mets were in Colorado to play the Rockies. They were -1.5 on the run line. We both picked the Mets. Mets barely covered this one, but they did. 4-2.
They covered much easier in the other 2 games.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Scooble on, was it Friday or Saturday?
Friday night.
Friday night. Over, under, 7.5 strikeouts. You went under. I went over. He had 6. He went 7 2/3, though, and had 6, which is tells me that the Cubs are pretty good.
Yeah, but they, I think the Tigers won that series over the weekend.
I think they did.
A matchup of top teams.
Doug Eddings, which we'll have in the Big Five, had a hand in that.
He was been a part of it yesterday, yes, for sure.
Edmonton minus 1.5 on Friday. This also, fantastic game.
The first two games of the Stanley Cup Finals, neither of them couldn't be any better so far. Game three is tonight, but the first two have been really good.
Oilers were minus 1.5 on the puck line. You picked the Panthers. I picked the Oilers. Panthers win 5-4 in OT.
The guy who scored the game-winning goal Friday night for Florida, his name is Brad Marchand. He is a veteran. He's been with Boston for years and years and years. Florida traded for him at the deadline. He's one of those guys that if he's on your team, you love him.
Oh.
And if he's not, you hate him. He is the ultimate pest. He's a little guy, gets under your skin, and skates away and gets away with it every time. But, man, when it comes for a key moment, he shows up. And he had the game winner in the double overtime. Certain guys just have that ability,
yeah.
And he is one of them.
They were feisty, too. Lots of fights.
Yeah, good
lots
games.
Of fights.
Good games so far.
In the game, was it over, under 6.5 total goals? You went under, I went over, and it was over because they totaled for 9. And then the final between Sabalenka and Coco Gauff, Sabalenka was minus 3.5.
Yeah.
Games.
Good win for Coco.
Yeah, Coco Gauff wins it, and I chose Coco Gauff. But
good job.
Yeah. Very good win for her.
Good job, Coco, in the women's. And it's going to be overshadowed because that men's thing was so incredible. We don't have enough time
to
go
through
these.
We got one
more. Oh, you got one more, and then we'll do the picks in a minute. But go ahead.
OKC minus 11.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And you pick OKC. I pick the Pacers. OKC wins 123-107.
Yeah. All right. So that series is at 1. The Stanley Cup's at 1. The tennis was incredible. Scraby was watching the golf.
Are you kidding me?
Thank you. All right, we got you on that.
I keep doing
the tennis was that good.
It's the only tennis drop I have.
Thank you, Joe Tessitore. I mean, really, Joe Tessitore would have had a heart attack calling this match.
That's impressive.
BA's so good.
Being able
so
to call
smooth.
Being able to call like a different sport like that on national television is not easy.
Well, this was just about striking the right chord. And that match needed somebody who could hit it, you know, say enough things to remind you just what you were watching was incredible, but not overdo it. And he and McEnroe were really good, and, you know, the whole match was good. And Spike Lee, good thing the Knicks are out of it. He was in the front row.
Oh, great.
I guess Spike Lee just gets front row to every sporting event
in
the world.
Well, I guess when you have nothing to do and you have lots of money, that's...
Sure.
I would do it too, maybe.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman was a front row. And he was sitting down the row from Robert Kraft. It was a lot of who's who.
Wait.
Yeah, Robert Kraft was there.
Why was he there?
Watching the match.
Okay.
It's a hell of a match.
I don't know why this bothers me, but it bothers
me. That bothers
me,
you that for
Robert
some reason.
Kraft. I was watching a Runaway Jury with Dustin Hoffman.
Pretty good one.
Did not know that he was like 5'3" or something.
5'3".
He's very, very
Dustin
short.
Dustin Hoffman is a short man.
I did not realize that.
That is correct, sir. College World Series, by the way, 7 of the 8 teams have qualified. One more berth up for grabs today. The classic matchup between Duke and Murray State.
Oh, we love it.
What is Murray State doing there with a chance to go to the College World Series?
They have a great athletics program.
Evidently they do. All right, we'll have some picks for tonight's action when Gwen and Chris continues. Better check some traffic. People might be heading down to the ballpark early. You know, you never know. So let's find out. We'll find that out during this break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As well. All right, welcome back. 3:20 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. will be back with us shortly. He's down at Petco Park. I'm headed there after the show. And all roads lead to Petco tonight. Padres, Dodgers at long last. Finally getting together. This Friday, the manager's report. Mike Shildt will get together with Ben and Woods at 9 a.m. Manager's report refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft. Since 1925. It's a long time. It's 100 years of soft water. You're welcome. We'll have our round table, I believe, Thursday.
Yes.
At 10 a.m.
Yes.
So something to look forward to. Sam Levitt's pregame show coming up today, following our show at about 5:40 this afternoon. One last item to mention. June 22nd, for my birthday, we are giving you a chance to win tickets to see the Padres-Royals game.
Can you tell that you're... I can tell that you're a birthday guy, because I wasn't even working the show last week, and I heard your birthday mentioned.
I'm not a big birthday guy. It just seems that, I mean, I recognize the date, and it keeps coming up.
Oh, that's true. Okay, fine.
So, June 22nd, Padres-Royals. These tickets are not theme game tickets, yes, just so you know.
We need to make that clear.
Yes, we are making it clear. Those are regular tickets, but Star Wars weekend will be June 20 through 22. Padres hosts Kansas City, Friday, June 20th, special Star Wars Beer Fest presented by Southwest Airlines. I love this. I didn't write it. Grab your fellow Jedi and enjoy $5 drink specials, live music in the Gallagher Square before the game. Saturday and Sunday, meet your favorite Star Wars characters. And don't miss the Kids Fest on Sunday, thanks to SDG&E. So Saturday, I'm assuming Chewbacca will be there, and Han Solo, and all of they're all going to Yoda, I guess. They'll all be there, all your characters. All weekend long, you can purchase special theme game packages and receive a game ticket plus a Xander Bogaerts X-Wing fighter bobblehead.
I want this.
That lights up.
I want this.
You can. All right. We'll try to see what we can do.
But that's a theme game, I believe.
Join us for galaxy-sized fun. Secure your seats at Padres.com/tickets. So that's all June 20th through 22nd. We have tickets to give away on the 22nd. Remember, they're not the theme game tickets, but still regular tickets. You're going to get in, enjoy the ball game, give you a chance to win those a little later in the program. All right, picks for tonight, and then we got a Dodger lineup to share with you. Dodgers are favored tonight by 1.5 runs over the Padres. I'm going to pick the Padres. If for no other reason, A, I want them to win this game, but B, even if I feel it's going to be a one-run game, because every Padre game lately has been a one-run game, right?
Yes, it has.
So you might as well take a run and a half on the run line.
I will. I'm going to take the Padres as well.
This seems like another easy one, but you never know. Dodgers, Padres, 8.5 runs over-under tonight. What say you?
Can't remember which one you said, Tony or you.
I don't know.
But it's like it could be a 2-1 game or it could be a 11-10
game.
Well,
it can always be that. I mean, I hate to tell you.
No, I know. I'm going to go under.
You got to go under. 7 of the last 10 games that the Padres have played, neither team's gone over 4. 7 of the last 10. That's pretty consistent low-scoring games.
That is very consistent.
Strikeouts tonight. Nick Pivetta, -1, or Dustin May? So if you take Pivetta, you got to give one strikeout. I will take Pivetta. I always picture Dave Roberts tumbling out of the dugout like in the third inning to take his starting pitcher out. So I don't think Dustin May will be around long. I hope he's not. And Pivetta's going to give me 6 innings, so I'm going to bet Pivetta here. What about you? Pivetta -1 against Dustin May in the strikeout
department.
I'll
go Pivetta. I'm not putting any bad vibes in the world for this game tonight.
By the way, both the Dodgers and Padres have identical road records coming in. Not that they're both on the road tonight, but Dodgers are 16-16, Padres are 17-17. So both are 500 on the road this year. Padres are 20-10 at home. Padres are also 27-10 against the National League. Let's hope that holds up. Shohei Ohtani versus Manny Machado. Total bases. Who do you like here? That's a tough one. Manny has been hot. But Ohtani's always one swing away from 4 total bases in a hurry.
He's very annoying in that way.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to go Manny. I'm not putting any bad vibes.
No bad. All right, I'll take Ohtani here just for make it interesting. But Manny's been great. Chris Sale, 7.5 strikeouts at Milwaukee tonight. Sale for the Braves. Braves have been in a bad way again. They've lost 7 in a row.
Did you see they DFA'd Craig Kimbrell?
Almost before he got there.
He pitched 1 inning, didn't give up any runs or hits or anything, and then they DFA'd him.
Not quite sure where the Braves are.
I don't
these
know either.
Days. They're 10-23 on the road, the Braves. The only team worse than that is obviously the Rockies. Braves are on the road tonight with Chris Sale. I'll say under just because of that.
I'll go over because he's very good.
He is good. Florida -1.5 over Edmonton tonight. Game 3. First 2 games went to overtime. Now the scene shifts to Florida.
Good job on those words.
You're welcome. The scene shifts.
That's a tough one.
Yes. Who do you like here?
I'm going to go Panthers.
Going to give a 1.5. They got to win by 2. I have a feeling they are going to win by 2. They're at home. 6.5 goals tonight. First 2 games have gone over that total. Not tonight. They'll go under. Florida wins 4-2, I say, tonight.
I'll go Scraby, over.
You'll go over. Which goalie makes more saves in the game? And if you can name either goalie, you go right to the head of the class.
I can't.
I will name them for you. Sergei Bobrovsky.
I was just about to yell out some Russian name, too.
That's him for Florida. And not Russian, Stuart Skinner for Edmonton. Who gets more saves? Meaning the other team is going to have more shots.
Yeah.
Is it the Florida goalie or the Edmonton goalie with more saves tonight? Scraby?
I'm going to say Florida goalie.
Florida goalie, Bobrovsky. I will go with him as well. Edmonton tends to get more shots. Okay, we got the big college baseball matchup. I previewed it. Duke trying to get to the College World Series. 2.5 run favorite over Murray State. With all due respect to Bob Bollinger and Duke fans everywhere, I got to go with Murray State. You got to root for Murray State to make the College World Series.
I'll go with Murray State.
You're going with them as well.
Because it would mess up the SEC. I know the Duke is the ACC, but it would mess up that.
The SEC got two teams into the College World Series this year, Arkansas and LSU. That's good, but it's not as dominant as people think they are.
No, not at all.
Finally, WNBA action tonight. The LA Sparks at home are 7.5-point favorite over the expansion Golden State Valkyries. The Valkyries actually have a little better record than the Sparks. 3-5. The Sparks are 3-6. Who do you like here? I know you're a Northern California guy.
Yeah,
you
I know
stick
nothing
with your
about
club.
I know nothing about the Valkyries. I'll go Sparks.
I'll take the Sparks because of Kelsey Plum.
Is I can't remember her name. Cameron Brink, is she back?
I think so. She was hurt all of last year.
Yeah,
I think she'd be back. By the way, the WNBA has been a little quiet lately because Caitlin Clark's injured, and so is Paige Beckers. But in the meantime, Minnesota and New York Liberty are both undefeated at the top of that league. One is 9-0, the other's 8-0. All right, break time. And then Padre Pen Pals. And what are we going to do about the struggles of Fernando and Jackson Merrill? We'll discuss it when we come back.
That's who we watch. I'm on deck watching them do it, so I got the best seat in the house. But I saw them do it the whole time I was growing up at home. You know, it's nothing new to me. I'm sure they had fun.
What's it say about the success that you've had the last few weeks, despite having to grind it out, injuries, that sort of thing? You guys continue to find a way.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes baseball is slow, but you got to expect that we're going to heat up at some point. So, you know, we're just sitting here ready to go. At some point, it's going to burst open. Just got to be patient.
Jackson Merrill there in the cleanup spot tonight as the Padres take on the Dodgers. Yes, Grady pointing out to me during the break, you probably are aware of it, or maybe you don't always think of it.
Just kind
of
hit me.
Right. Jackson Merrill grew up in Baltimore, and guess who was a star for that team when he grew up?
The guy was hitting directly in front of him.
Manny Machado.
That would be very weird.
You think?
I think it would be, at first, like, it's hard not to be starstruck, right?
Well, I don't know. I used to listen to you on the other station when
you were
just starting out, and now working alongside you.
You had no idea who I was.
Not easy to do. Not easy at all, I must say. 3:36 is the time, Crisello. That's Scraby. Tony Gwynn Jr. here shortly as we'll get into the Padre Pen Pals. I do have a Dodger lineup. There are no surprises here. Shohei, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
That's the Dodger lineup.
That wasn't nice. I mean, Mookie Betts I like, Freddie Freeman
too.
I like. You know, you want to hang on? I'll give you a second. Teoscar Hernandez,
I don't have an
Will
opinion
Smith.
About him. Yeah, now, I don't like him.
Now, Max Muncy.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I mean, Will Smith. They're calling Profar irrelevant.
Yeah, right. Andy Pages seventh, Edmund eighth, and Hyesung Kim batting ninth. Hyesung is in center field tonight for the Dodgers. Andy Pages is a left fielder tonight. Conforto's not in the lineup. That's who's out. And, he's hitting 170, so it makes sense. Padres got some guys struggling offensively, though. Jackson Merrill referred to it there. He is one of those struggling. Fernando, as we mentioned earlier. Padres are not scoring at all, yet they're still winning. That's the good news about it. Go 4-3 on a road trip and never score more than, what, 3 runs in any game? That's pretty, you'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take that
every
time.
Maybe they had 4 runs one game.
Do you believe, so the team kind of said, Manny kind of said, we just played playoff baseball for the last week.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right? I think you'd rather be winning 7-2. But you understand, baseball doesn't always go this way. To me, the good teams do find a way, to win when they don't have any of their cylinders going.
Yeah.
And the Padres are far from having too many cylinders going. But getting her done. We'll see if they can do it tonight. We'll check traffic. And then Tony on the Padre Pen Pals, where I know we are going to discuss the struggles of Fernando and Jackson
Yes.
Merrill.
Roman Anthony, Chris, is going to be starting for the Red Sox
tonight. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
For the Red Sox fans. Maybe it'll be a big deal for the Padres because his presence is why people keep saying that Jaron Duran will be traded by the Red Sox. Although Roman Anthony is in right field tonight, Jaron Duran is in left field. So they're both in there tonight.
I saw this video of them trying to sneak Roman Anthony out of like a minor league facility, and there were so many autograph seekers outside of the back door. They put him in a laundry bin, Chris, and put the laundry over him and then rolled him out to the car so that no one could get an autograph or bug him about that.
You know, I'm looking at a shot of him on television right now. I don't see any bright lights or aura around his body. Is he the second coming or something?
Ted Williams, I believe.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Roman, on that.
All right.
You ready for our segment?
I am.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute.
Aww.
Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got a couple questions. We got four. We'll see if we get to the fourth one, but let's get right into it because we have so much to cover today on Padres Pen Pals, and we're going to start with this one. And Chris, you're up first. With Steven Kolek and Ryan Burgert's great outings over the weekend, I had a question about expectations. Right now, Kolek and Burgert start is let's hope for the best. Instead of saying, quote, we'll see if he can be as good as his last couple starts, quote, end quote, When can we change it to, quote, we expect this guy to give up only one or two runs, end quote. Chris,
what?
You're up first.
Yeah, this is...
Basically, what this person is asking...
Can you just tell us that you made this one up?
I did not make this up.
This is not the property of somebody else out there.
This is the property of someone else out there, and I kind of agree with them. Like, when can we go into a Stephen Kolek and Ryan Burgert start thinking, all right, this guy is... good. He's only going to give up one or two runs.
This makes no sense.
It makes sense.
It makes no sense.
People are nodding their head.
Any pitcher 10 years from now can give up two or, you know, 10 runs in the first inning.
Basically, they're asking, when can they go from unproven to proven?
Yeah, okay. Next year, maybe. Next year.
Next year?
Okay. Yeah, next year. I maybe 2 years.
You don't need to be offended by this question.
I'm offended.
You are very offended.
There's no way you're going to make a Ryan Burgert start in October, you know, in the first game of the playoffs and expect him to twirl a shutout.
He's going to take
a long time.
Two starts.
He's been great. It's been fantastic. I love it.
All right, Tony, when can you go
but
from
this
proven
question
to unproven?
Is idiotic.
Yeah, people on the
I'm
camera
so happy
just
you're back,
saw.
Scraby. This is we missed this for like a whole week.
I did not.
No kidding, man. Frank made up really good show, questions.
That's not the name of this game, Chris.
Frank brought Tony. To us. Frank brought to us only good questions.
That's not the name of this game. Tony,
right,
what do you think?
I think that you should just enjoy the starts. Right now, both of these guys are relatively young and inexperienced. Not relatively, they are young and inexperienced, but they've gone out and thrown the ball well. Burgert has looked awesome. He is giving you all that you could ask for, I think, and some in terms of how he's thrown the ball. In terms of when it's like expected, like, I mean, it's kind of like Michael King when we heard a whole bunch, but we didn't know what we knew until. He did it, and then he came into this year with the expectations, like Chris said. So
true.
If he finishes the year like he started next year when he is having a shot at the rotation, he will have those type of expectations, and you can then move your – how did you say that, Scraby? Like,
proven to unproven. I'm not going to go.
There we go. That was a better way to death.
Yeah.
From unproven, then you can change it to
proven.
You know, more proven.
Proven-ish.
Proven-ish.
Man, I hope everybody can go back and look at the Padres pen pals to see Chris how angry he was at this question.
I don't even know that Nick Pivetta qualifies in this category yet, honestly.
Okay.
Done it for 2.5 months. Yeah. He's been great, but still got to keep proving it.
Yeah.
Almost every
as soon as someone gives has a bad start, this guy stinks.
Yes, exactly. Almost every pitcher has to continue to prove it.
When is he going to be put out of the rotation is the next question from that same person who asked me this question. Tony, you're up first on this one. This actually really is a question from a fan, so do not yell at me. This is going to sound a little crazy, but with Fernando slumping as much as he has lately, would a trip to AAA help him?
No.
I figured that was your answer.
Do we have to expand on that answer at all? Like, really?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I guess, you know,
he would go down to AAA, and he would hit 500.
And then he would come back up.
And
yeah.
He'd come back up here, and there may or may not be anything changed. So, no.
Okay, that's fair. Chris?
Fernando's not going anywhere. He got a day off. That was the best thing they could have done, and let's let him. I mean, look, the Dodgers are in town tonight, right?
Yes.
Fernando's primed and ready. He always tortures them.
He does. He wakes up for the biggest moments.
Yeah.
Okay. Whew, we made it through that one. I was really nervous about that one. Not the first one, but the second one.
Thought you'd get yelled at for relaying that
this
question.
This one I also might get yelled at for, but here we go. Chris, you're up first. This person wrote in, I hate to even say it, but I think Jackson Merrill is sophomore slumping. I read over the weekend a few quotes of his, and one stood out about not pressing. He said, quote, I'm not pressing. I haven't been pressing. I've been fine. I just haven't been seeing the ball. I've been missing the ball, end quote, which I like that little quote from him. Chris, when do we say a sophomore slump might be happening?
A sophomore slump, to me, is at the end of the season. And we look back and we'll go, well, you know, he had a bit of a sophomore slump. So I'm not really worried about, you know, categorizing what's happening to Jackson right now. I do appreciate him saying exactly what he said because as an observer, just seems he's missing the ball. Like, I don't see them doing anything crazy. I don't see him being all that fooled by pitches, really, every now and again. But looks like he's having a good swing at good pitches, and he's just not hitting them. And that's that to me is okay in a sense, because I'm almost sure he's going to change that eventually, probably sooner rather than later. At least he doesn't look like he's lost up there, or doesn't have a clue in the batter's box. It just seems like he's swinging at pitches he normally hits against the fence, and he's fouling them back or he's popping them up. So, you know, this is sophomore slump is just a nice phrase that you can use at the end of the season. Okay. Because nobody thought he was having any kind of slump, you know, in April and May, and when he first came off the injured list.
No, he's hitting like 400.
And he could very well get turned back around, and I kind of expect him to, because, like I said, he doesn't look out of sorts. Just not getting the result that I'm expecting.
As Luis Arraez said, it's very hard to hit the baseball. Tony, when do we say a sophomore slump might be happening for Jackson?
Yeah, it's the end of the season. If you said that right now, you clearly aren't paying attention to his numbers, because his numbers would tell you that he's better than he was last year in some regards, right? He's on base more. He's OP. His slug is below a little bit. His average is better than what it finished. So that's why you got to wait to the end of the season to be able to really compare notes. I think he's a better defensive center fielder than he was last year. And so, yeah, man, I think his answer is very telling. And Chris kind of alluded to it. That's what I'm seeing as well. I don't see him. He's chased out of the zone a few more times than normal. But for the most part, he's getting off good swings. It just looks like he's not seeing it. And lo and behold, what does he say? I'm not seeing the baseball right now. And so, you know, it adds up. 1 + 1 = 2, listening to what he said and what we're seeing. And so I think, as opposed to like a mechanical flaw, not seeing the baseball can turn just like a light switch. Mechanics sometimes, you know, that's can be a work in progress. In terms of seeing the ball, it can just change on one whim.
Yeah, I hope it does soon for my fantasy team.
Well, with all, you know, look, Pete Alonso opened the season as the MVP through the first month and a half.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody noticed, but for about a month after that, he hardly got a hit.
You know,
and then last week, he hit about 9 homers and drove in 25 runs. This is kind of what happens in baseball to almost everybody. It just seems like it only happens to our guys.
Did you have something, Tony?
Yet we talk about it every year like it's a brand new thing.
Yeah,
every year we talk about it. Like, oh my God, so and so is really struggling. It's going to be the end. Every year we do this.
Well, sorry. The more success the Padres have, the more, I don't want to say uneducated fans, but new fans head to the Padres.
Nah, I don't think that's it.
It's just reactionary.
Yeah. Okay. There it is.
Reactions.
It is. We just reaction. Everybody's reacting.
Here's the last one. Tony, you're up first. My wife keeps taking, actually, like, really a sports court, but my wife keeps taking baseball advice from her friend who doesn't know anything about baseball. I love that she loves the Padres, but whenever she comes home from a game or she watches a game on TV with her friend, she always has really annoying questions after. Like, quote, my friend says that Fernando is slumping because he is sad he signed a contract so early. Or, my friend said that left field is an easy position to play, so I don't know why they can't find anyone. End quote. Yeah, your friend who's never played any sports in her entire life said left field is easy. I'm so annoyed by this. Tony, how do I tell my wife to stop listening to her?
I think you just got to say, babe, you got to stop listening to her. She doesn't know anything about baseball, and... Yeah.
That's it? just no ambiguity.
I think you should stop getting frustrated with your wife. Because, you know, some guys would love for their wives to even bring up baseball to them.
Yeah.
The fact that she's asking you questions is a good thing. Why don't you be the one that feeds her the good information?
Yeah.
So that she's not listening to her friend that is has never played a sport in her life. So I think you can control this a little bit more. I don't think you should get frustrated with your wife. I think you should help her. Explain to her. You know, left field may be an easier position than maybe shortstop, but it's not easy per se. And If it was just playing left field, then it wouldn't be a problem. But you also have to hit and do some of these other, you know, just take the time to explain to your wife why that is not a good statement.
But my friend said it was.
Sit here at the table. I'm going to teach you a couple of things. You should feel very fortunate, as Tony said, because the dumb questions that she's asking right now are a whole lot better than, why do you think Myra chose Jim to be the bachelor instead of taking Joe when he was clearly the nicer guy? I mean, these are the kind of things.
Those are important questions, too.
They're not. And these are the kind of questions I get. You know, the Real Housewives question, the Bachelor question.
But really, would you want to get in these in-depth conversations with Lori about baseball?
If she genuinely was interested, and she constantly asks questions. Some are not great. Some are better than others. But she wants to learn more. Okay. And so, you know, this is what we do. I think Tony's advice is perfect.
Okay. All right, sir. You just need to tell your wife to stop listening to her and listen to you instead.
Don't say it like that, though.
Yeah, don't say it like that.
Don't listen to your dumb friend.
Well, the other thing is the guy asking the question may not know that much either. He may just think he does.
Let's keep that in proper perspective.
To say that Fernando is slumping because he is sad he signed a contract so early is wild. It's like, that is making some massive leaps in your thought process there.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Chris vs. the Fans, up next, 833-288-0973. Get in line to play Chris in trivia for a qualification for a trip to Las Vegas. Next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.